Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Ageless Aging, A Woman's Guide to Increasing Health Span, Brain Span, and Lifespan by Maddie Dykedwald, reframes longevity through the realities of women's bodies, lives, and responsibilities. Rather than treating aging as a problem to hide, the book positions it as a stage that can be shaped with informed choices, practical habits, and a clear understanding of what drives long-term vitality. It connects three goals that often get separated in wellness conversations: living longer, staying physically capable, and protecting cognitive function. With an emphasis on actionable guidance, it encourages readers to focus on the fundamentals that compound over time, including movement, nutrition, sleep, stress regulation, and social connection. The book's angle is especially relevant for women navigating midlife transitions, shifting hormone patterns, caregiving pressure, and career demands that can crowd out self-care. By highlighting how small, consistent changes can influence energy, resilience, and independence, it aims to help readers build a personal longevity plan that is realistic, science-aware, and tailored to women's needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining longevity as health span plus independence. A central theme is that longevity should not be measured only by years lived, but by the quality of those years. The book emphasizes health span, the period of life spent in good health, and frames it as the real target for women who want to remain independent, mobile, and engaged. This approach shifts attention away from cosmetic anti-aging narratives toward functional goals such as strength, balance, metabolic fitness, and the ability to recover from illness or injury. It also encourages readers to think in terms of risk reduction, stacking the odds in their favor with everyday choices that lower the likelihood of common later life challenges. For many women, responsibilities and self-sacrifice can make long-range planning feel abstract, so the book brings the conversation down to practical milestones: maintaining muscle and bone, preserving energy for work and family, and avoiding preventable decline. By connecting longevity to autonomy, it helps readers set priorities and decide what is worth changing now. The long-term promise is not perfection, but a higher probability of feeling capable and clear-headed across decades. Secondly, brain span, protecting cognition, mood, and mental sharpness. The book's focus on brain span highlights that cognitive health is not separate from lifestyle, but deeply intertwined with it. It treats memory, attention, and emotional steadiness as assets that can be supported through consistent routines. The reader is encouraged to build a foundation that stabilizes the brain, adequate sleep, regular physical activity, nutrient-dense eating patterns, and stress management that prevents chronic overload. The concept of cognitive reserve is often discussed in longevity circles, and the book aligns with that idea by promoting lifelong learning, curiosity, and mentally demanding activities that keep the brain adaptive. Social connection is also positioned as a protective factor, because isolation can erode mood and motivation and indirectly affect cognition. The book encourages women to take their mental well-being seriously in midlife, when pressures can rise and sleep can be disrupted. Instead of framing cognitive decline as inevitable, it promotes a proactive stance. Pay attention to early warning signs like persistent fatigue, brain fog, or low mood, and respond with targeted habit changes and medical conversations when appropriate. The result is a brain-focused longevity plan that values clarity, stability, and purpose. Thirdly, body systems that matter most: muscle, bone, and metabolism. A practical longevity strategy for women often begins with the physical systems most linked to later life resilience. The book highlights how maintaining muscle and bone supports everything from balance and joint protection to glucose control and injury recovery. It directs attention to strength training and purposeful movement, not as aesthetic pursuits, but as tools for staying capable. For many women, the risk of osteoporosis and fractures increases with age, so the emphasis on bone health is especially relevant. The discussion also ties in metabolic health, including weight distribution changes, insulin sensitivity, and cardiovascular risk factors that can shift in midlife. Rather than offering quick fixes, the book supports a steady, sustainable approach: build strength, keep daily activity high, prioritize protein and micronutrients, and reduce behaviors that silently undermine progress. It also underscores that women's health is not one size fits all, so readers are encouraged to understand their own baseline through checkups, lab work, and family history. By connecting these systems, the book shows how a stronger body can lead to a stronger future, increasing the chances of an active life with fewer limitations. Fourthly, midlife transitions and the role of hormones and recovery. Women often experience aging as a series of transitions rather than a smooth line, and the book addresses midlife as a pivotal period for course correction. Changes associated with perimenopause and menopause can affect sleep quality, mood, body composition, temperature regulation, and perceived stress, making it harder to maintain previous routines. The book encourages readers to respond with curiosity rather than frustration by adjusting habits to match a new physiology. Recovery becomes a major theme because poor sleep and chronic stress can amplify cravings, reduce training consistency, and worsen mental clarity. The guidance supports building recovery into the plan, consistent sleep schedules, wind-down routines, stress buffering practices, and realistic training that avoids burnout. It also encourages women to advocate for themselves in healthcare settings, bringing symptoms and goals into the conversation and seeking evidence-based options. The broader message is empowerment through preparation. Understand what is changing, reduce shame, and design a lifestyle that supports energy and stability. By normalizing these transitions, the book helps readers maintain momentum during a life stage that can otherwise derail long-term health goals. Lastly, creating a personal longevity plan that fits real life, the book emphasizes that knowledge is only useful when it becomes a workable plan, especially for women balancing careers, relationships, and caregiving. It supports a structured but flexible approach. Identify a few high-impact behaviors, define what consistency looks like, and track progress in simple ways, and cash. Instead of relying on willpower, it encourages designing environments and routines that make good choices easier, such as meal planning, scheduling workouts like appointments, and protecting sleep time. It also highlights the importance of community and accountability, because social support can keep motivation stable when life gets busy. Another theme is long-horizon thinking. Small improvements in strength, nutrition, and stress management compound over years. The book prompts readers to align health behaviors with personal values, like staying independent, being present for family, or pursuing meaningful work, so the plan feels motivating rather than restrictive. It also frames setbacks as data, not failure, encouraging iteration and realistic expectations. By focusing on practical implementation, the book aims to bridge the gap between longevity theory and daily living, helping readers turn broad goals into repeatable actions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want a clear, actionable path to aging with strength and mental sharpness, especially those entering midlife or already noticing changes in energy, sleep, mood, or recovery. It can also benefit younger readers who prefer prevention over repair and want to build habits that protect future mobility and cognition. The main value is how it links health span, brain span, and lifespan into a single practical framework. By encouraging readers to prioritize muscle and bone, metabolic stability, restorative sleep, and stress regulation, it supports a life with more capacity, the ability to work, travel, care for others, and enjoy relationships without feeling constantly depleted. Compared to many longevity books that lean heavily on male data, extreme biohacking, or abstract science, this guide centers women's lived experience and focuses on realistic routines that can be sustained. It's worth buying if you want a longevity approach that is motivating rather than intimidating and that helps you translate big ideas into daily choices. The result is a grounded roadmap for protecting independence and clarity while building a longer, healthier future. If you would like to support Maddie Dykvold, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.